Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies and I travel across these great states talking to small business owners, CEOs, policymakers, musicians, and mentors about making money, giving back, and balancing life. I find out how they prioritize professional and personal time while still making money. Yes, indeed, our guests are real heavyweights in understanding business and life. So get ready to relax, learn a little bit, and get a cup of coffee ready because my name is Jason Spies and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio.
Sitting on a million, sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Coffee and Capitalism Radio brings you exclusive interviews and distinct content from leaders who drive our economy, from CEOs to small business owners to mentors. Coffee and Capitalism is a leader in innovation, ideas, and inspiration. Coffee and Capitalism is about making money and giving back, learning the fine art of balancing work and family life, all while prioritizing your time, learning the roots of capitalism. We got a great program lined up for you today here on Coffee and Capitalism Radio. Let's go down the rundown here pretty quick, the menu, if you will. Catherine Helgus Burgum, the First Lady of North Dakota, talks about the Office of Recovery Reinvented, how addiction impacts families and the workplace. Then we go to Grind Time Mulching, Small Business USA. Luke Shillab talks about the business of site preparation in construction and energy development. And then as long as we're talking a little bit about energy development, we're going to transition to the energy economy. Brent Phelps with Magna Beerus Oil. The Illinois Basin. You don't hear a lot about the Illinois Basin, but over there at Magna Beerus Oil, they're able to drill a $75,000 well and generate some substantial returns. Brent Phelps a little bit later on in the program to talk about the Illinois Basin. And then workplace wellness, Eric Hatch, the owner of Hatch Realty and Hatch Coaching, explains the shift in the workplace culture to authenticity. You're going to want to check out Eric Hatch a little bit later on in the program. Okay, my name is Jason Spies. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, and you're listening to the Crude Life Media Network. Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch Coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch Coaching.
I got to watch him give a talk at TEDx Brookings, and I saw him come into his own where he shared uncomfortable things from his past in a way that created a teaching environment. And Eric's somebody that could easily lead with all he's accomplished, and it's a long list.
To find out more information about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch come to your company or event, visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.
I saw a big fat hen out across the road, pecking gravel in the noonday sun.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Catherine Helgus Burgum, the First Lady of North Dakota, talking about the Office of Recovery Reinvented.
And these coins, on the back of the coins, it says, I will use my voice to end the shame and stigma of addiction. We gave these out. I'm passing these out to people across the state, and this is yours. Yeah, just to remind people to talk about the disease of addiction. So what we did at that conference, it was really a call to action. There, you know, we thought maybe we'd get 300 people there, and there were, you know, 1,000 people, almost 1,000 people registered. We asked all those people to be our grassroots movement to, when they left the conference, they'd just go out there and start talking about it. Like if they knew somebody who was, you know, suffering, if they themselves were in recovery. And literally, you know, 2 days later, you know, Doug ran into somebody who said, you know, I just need to tell you, I've been in recovery for, you know, 2 years. You know, I had people coming up to me. I, you know, people that had never talked about their recovery were talking about it at work. You know, they were talking about the people that they were taking care of that had an addiction. So, you know, that is the grassroots movement of asking people is what we launched that at Recovery Reinvented, but it is going to be part of our campaign. We're starting a Dream Again campaign, which will be a multi-year, multimedia campaign to eliminate the shame and stigma of addiction. And there'll be other components to it, but that's the place we're going to start. And our initiative in North Dakota is really based on a 2016 report from the Surgeon General on drugs, alcohol, and health. And it really focused on how cultural shifts in how something is viewed can make a big difference, you know, and they compared it to HIV and cancer. The shame and stigma of those two diseases has significantly been, you know, eliminated, if not reduced. And we can do the same thing with addiction.
How much is it of it as shame? I mean, because that is what I hear over and over again, is that it is so hard for people to want to have a second chance because nobody's building them up. They continue to shame them. Is that the biggest challenge for, besides the addiction part, the next stage in overcoming? Is that shame?
Right, absolutely. You know, because I think even individuals, you know, as someone myself, you know, in recovery, I mean, it took me a lot of years to get as much recovery as I have now. So the courage to continue to keep trying, you know, that's people that are in recovery, that's really hard. It takes a lot of courage. You know, if somebody who has diabetes, you know, doesn't follow their diet, doesn't follow the exercise plan of their doctor, you know, we don't give up on those people.
Right.
We have a whole support system for them. So, you know, as much as we can create that for the people that have, you know, have the disease of addiction, you know, that'll be huge. But the shame, you know, I think the people in recovery are the ones that have a lot of shame. And you know, having those people also understand it's a disease, you know, it's baffling. It's a baffling disease. It's a cunning disease. And so I think we're making progress, but, you know, this campaign that we're going to be launching and working on over the next 4 years is going to make a huge difference. You know, on the national level, there's so many groups trying to accomplish that as well. There's a group called the Addiction Policy Forum, which is based out of D.C. They look at a lot. They do a lot of advocacy and a lot of legislative policy-related things. But one thing they do is they work with each state. They identify captains and leaders in states that can help be a grassroots movement to eliminate the shame and stigma. We're trying to also incorporate recovery community organizations in our state. Those are organizations that can be faith-based. They can be in a lot of different types of organizations. They can be nonprofits, but their primary goal is to eliminate shame and stigma too. So there's a lot of ways to put the pieces of the puzzle together, and we're going to be working hard on that, especially in the next year.
To listen to the full-length interview with Catherine Helgus Burgum, the First Lady of North Dakota, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
You went wrong. If you can't do that, you won't be around too long. That hand should have seen it coming. A hatchet and a butcher block. But she was too wrapped up, strutting her stuff to see the water was getting hot. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay attention to me. You might turn and blind.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Now some folks dine at the table, where others land in the pot. Where you end up depends less on luck than what you do or what you got.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet. the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies. Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? You need a raise.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we talk with Luke Shillab, the owner of Grind Time Mulching. You guys do describe, you know, your day-to-day operations of your company, if you would, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, we do a lot of right-of-way clearing, mostly for new construction. We do some on the maintenance side for the pipeline as well, and then we also clear several locations for drilling contractors.
So your customer would be energy companies as well as construction companies, anybody that needs, I guess, a site prepared for whatever the reason might be. What name a few of the industries that you've done some work for.
Yes, sir. So we do a lot for several different energy companies. On the energy side, we're mostly doing the drilling locations, and then on the pipeline side, we're working for pipeline construction contractors on the right-of-ways, and then that's about 80% of our business, and 20% is we do commercial clearing as well.
One of the things that I find interesting about the energy industry is not only the fact that, you know, a roughneck can figure out a new way to make a wrench or a vibrating tube and they become an overnight millionaire. I love that part of the industry. But it's the whole upstream, downstream, salmon stream. You know, it just seems like there's all these new streams that have shot off of oil and gas, whether it be from the technology side with big data, the sensors, the UAS, whatever it might be. It's just the more someone understands the energy industry, they really do see how diverse and vast the industry is. And your business really falls into that category, in my opinion, grind time mulching. Explain exactly, you know, like pretend I'm, you know, a CEO of, I'm Harold Hamm, Continental Resources, and you're going to try to sell me on why your specific niche within the energy industry is going to save me time and money. Does that make sense, Luke?
Yes, sir. So, well, on our side, other mulching contractors, they mostly only run very the largest of the mulchers. You know, we started out as a small company, and so we still run several smaller units, and we've worked our way up all the way into the, you know, the biggest of mulchers. So one way we're really able to save our customers money is we put the, you know, we match the size machine with the size of the job. So we don't send something out there that's, you know, way overkill for the job, where they're, you know, they're paying top dollar for a big machine for, you know, some smaller right-of-ways. And even on the larger spectrum, you know, we're a lot smaller company, and so I don't have near the overhead of, you know, much larger mulching companies. Where it saves them money online is we actually go in and, you know, traditionally they were clearing these locations and these pipelines just, you know, with dozers and excavators, and they were, you know, just piling up all the brush on the side of the right of way or side of the location. A good chunk of our business is going in there now and just mulching the piles that were pushed up from previous contractors, and the ranch owners or property owners, you know, they don't want this mess. They don't want to have to deal with burning the piles and everything. You know, especially down in South Texas and West Texas, there's such a chance of wildfires down there. You know, it's very dangerous to go in there and burn the piles left over from, you know, previous contractors. So definitely going in there and mulching it, you're left with virtually nothing, and, you know, all the nutrients goes back into the soil. So it's very beneficial for the customers to have us out there right off the bat.
Two side questions real quick off of what you just said. Luke Shillab with Shillab, sorry, with here I was all excited because I pronounced your name correctly on the second shot, and here I just messed it up, so I apologize. Grind time mulching. What you kind of talked about a little bit made me write down size matters, too big, too much. And what you're talking about, I think, is one of those parts of the energy industry that just doesn't get talked about as much as I'd like. And I'd like your opinion on this. What you just described was a way to navigate through the ups and the downs and the ebbs and the flows of the energy industry. And I think that's really important for people to understand that if you're some hotshot company coming in and you're going to try to take on too much and you're going to try to grow too big, that shows that you really do not understand the industry as well as you're making it out to be, in my opinion. What do you make of that as far as the ability to navigate the ebbs and the flows when it comes to the energy industry? You're talking about how ways to save money, because you know what? You understand that you can't take on too much too soon. That's what I heard when you were kind of talking about your size of your company and your slow growth and the slow and steady wins the race type of a thing. Your comments on, I guess, my comments.
Yes, sir. So we're actually on the our mulching side of our company. We are, you know, we're growing at a safe rate, but at a very fast rate as well. But, you know, we definitely don't want to bite off more than we can chew. Although we do try to figure out, you know, for our customers, you know, any way possible to, you know, get their jobs done, you know, in a safe and timely manner. Also going back to, you know, saving them money, you know, some of these big machines and stuff, just the sheer cost of moving them is, you know, a substantial cost, you know, especially on a, you know, on a smaller right away. You know, it can cost upwards of, you know, $1,500, $2,000 to get a heavy haul to, you know, move one of these larger machines, where some of our smaller machines, we can just throw them on a gooseneck trailer and, you know, our mobilization is a fraction of the cost. So, you know, they're not having to pay $2,000 just to get a machine out there to do a $2,000 job.
And the other part of the question I wanted to ask you is when it comes to the reclamation and the earth and that sort of thing, I've done a number of features through the years and interviewed a number of, whether it be a Harold Hamm or a James Volker from Whiting, and, you know, not to name drop, but these are substantial companies, Marathon Oil, Lee Tillman. And we've had conversations about reclamation, and when you actually look on their, you know, see it on their face that they've talked to a lot of these ranch owners, and they come from an agricultural background and that sort of thing. To me, what I've found is I've found that the higher ups really do want to make sure that the reclamation is above it, like, you know, give 110% type of a thing. Boy Scout model, leave the earth better than what you found it. You work in that industry. Do you find that there's some truth behind that, or do they just, you know, do the bare minimum and move on, I guess?
Yes, sir. On a number of the ranches I work on, in particular, name a ranch, is Lee Tillman Ranch in South Texas. I do quite a bit of work on, you know, for several different energy companies on that specific ranch. And that ranch owner is very, very particular. You know, if he doesn't like a contractor in there, they've picked out multiple contractors, you know, whether it be for leaving trash or just, you know, not doing a good job and, you know, leaving a mess. And that is one of the specific ranches that I am going in and I am cleaning up after a lot of contractors, you know, cleaning up their piles of brush that they just, you know, dozed out of the way. You know, that is a very, I would say, a very large part of the market, because at the ranch owners, they can, you know, an energy company has a lease on it, but that specific ranch owner can name a certain contractor that they want in there, and if, you know, they bring in somebody that's cheaper that leaves a mess behind, you know, that they're not making the ranch owners happy, and it's just not a good scenario for anybody out there.
So how long have you been doing this? How many different shale plays are you in? Are you just kind of in a certain area? Talk to me about, you know, your reach and kind of your experience a little bit.
Yes, sir. So I started out, I've got another company as well. I've got an excavation company. I started that about 5 years ago when I was still at Texas A&M. And I started out in doing grab work more in the College Station area, building locations. And I wasn't so much in on the mulching side. And I started this mulching company about 2 years ago now. And, you know, it's really probably taken on if I've started out more in the commercial industry. And here in the past year, I've got into the oil field and pipeline markets, and that's really taken off for us.
To listen to the full-length interview with Luke Shillab with Grind Time Mulching, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Driving home the corner of your home at night. Watch it shine so bright. The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com. Click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Watch it shine so bright in the candlelight. Seems
everywhere I go these days, someone is telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what professional speaker Mark J. Lindquist has to say.
To see Eric Hatch grow his business and then start to share it with other people, I think is one of those great steps in life. You know, what do you do in society? You succeed at a thing, and then you teach other people how you did it. And now to see Eric duplicating his genius across the country, I'm telling you, there's a world changer down the street, and his name is Eric Hatch.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Mark your calendars for June 15th. That's the Bakken Barbecue. Mark your calendars today, June 15th. The Bakken Barbecue coming to Dickinson, North Dakota. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we talk with Brent Phelps with Magna Burris Oil. When you say Magna Burris Oil, just kind of a quick overview of what type of services you guys do within the oil and gas industry.
Well, basically, Nicholas Burris founded this company in Wyoming. And basically, we just have oil leases, and we have different companies. Like right now, we're in partnership with another company that is drilling some wells on our property. So we just have a lot of leases under contract that we, you know, give people the opportunity to drill oil wells on.
And you mentioned Wyoming. Are you guys in any other shale play areas, or is it just primarily a Wyoming geography?
Well, since I came on with him, we're just in the Illinois Basin. When I came on with him, he had moved into the Illinois Basin over here in Kentucky, Indiana, Illinois, and on down into Tennessee. So that's what I'm most familiar with. I've never really done anything in the Wyoming. I did one thing back in early 2001 in the Powder River Basin. It was a gas play, but I don't know much about Wyoming myself. That's why he brought me on board, because I know a little bit about the Illinois Basin.
Sure, I got you. It's interesting how all that stuff works. What I get a kick out of is trying to figure out, you know, Delaware Basin, Illinois Basin. A lot of times the names of the basins, they're not necessarily in the states that they talk about, are they?
No, basically, they just go throughout, you know, several different states. It's not, you know, basically, what I'm trying to say is centrally located in one region. Basically, we got an anomaly here called the St. Louis Arch, I guess if you look, or the Cincinnati Arch, I'm sorry. If you look at the St. Louis Arch, there's a bowl that's kind of shaped, and I'm not a geologist, I'm just going on what I've been told. It is kind of shaped like the St. Louis Arch in the opposite direction underground. So it really provides a lot of captivity for some oil traps.
The oil traps. Okay, I've talked to a few people with, Halliburton, and a few of the other companies that were getting some great success in, and they kept using that word traps, oil traps, that sort of thing. Oh, and the ERC up in Grand Forks with their science experiments up there too. They had some great success. So who would be your guys' customer? You mentioned about doing lease operations and that sort of thing. I mean, it sounds to me like you guys would work with a bunch of different types of companies, huh?
And, what a lot of companies do is they'll get in and they'll promote leases and they'll go out and get investors and they'll do limited partnerships and general partnerships. And I've been a part of some stuff like that. But we try to get away of something like that where we have like 8, 10, 15, 20 investors into a group. We basically look for a company or a person that has the wherewithal that wants to come in and drill on the leases. We give them all the voting rights. We just manage the drill for them. We operate the wells for them. We make sure that the landowners are happy with them. But they get to come in and put up the money, and we take care of everything for them and manage the operation for them.
What kind of results you seeing in the? You mentioned the Illinois Basin. Are you getting good returns? You breaking even? Are you losing cash? Are you able to even speak on it?
Well, here's what I will tell you. Okay, this is my first move in with Magna Burris. Everything looks great, above ground, what he's doing, what we're doing. I've done a lot of stuff in this area, and here's what you got to understand. We have a lot of promoters in this industry. Basically, they'll come in and they'll get a lease that's real close to a lease that produced, maybe they got lucky and produced 100, 150 barrels a day for about a week. And then, it started declining and going down. What they'll do is they'll come in and they'll promote off that. They'll raise a bunch of money to get money above ground. And so, therefore, you don't get the good successes for the investors that someone like Nicholas and myself is going to be getting these companies, or hopefully getting these companies, because we're not out here promoting and trying to make money above the ground. So, we've had a lot of success. I've been a part of a lot of decent wells, and the way that we have things structured for people to come in and drill, they will be very happy. They could see a 15, 20, 25% return a year on just a barrel a day out of each well if they, at today's prices. So, you asked me what time it was, and I kind of built the clock there a little bit, but there's a lot of success in the Illinois Basin from the standpoint of hitting wells. What a lot of people's going to see when they come in and they want to do business with Magna Burris is that a barrel, barrel and a half to 2 barrels a day out of these wells can make them a really good return.
You brought up something that I'd like to get your opinion a little bit further on, because I think this is important for the industry. And I wrote down promoters in the industry, That is an issue. In North Dakota, up in the Bakken, we had a thing where I want to say that the industry leaders, the people who work for the state, they got sued by several companies because of over-exaggeration of numbers and, did you carry the one right and these types of things. That's what I mean, to where the over-promotion got to the point to where they – I don't know how the lawsuits ended up, but I do remember there was some lawsuits. So my question to you would be, how do you educate? How do you vet? How do you weed through? Because if you even have the regulators doing it at times, how do you weed through some of that stuff?
Well, here's what you do. And, I actually did this I've been in the business for the better part of 17 years. And for a couple years, I really went out and educated people. And if you're looking to do anything in oil, it's a great market. But the first thing, if someone calls you, want you to invest in an oil and gas program, there's 2 to 3 basic questions that you have to ask. One is, how big is your sales force? how big is, you know, your office building? But basically, you don't really have to ask how big your office building is, but when you ask how big is your sales force, how many employees you have? Well, if they have 33 salespeople, understand something. I've been in a room when I first started out in this business, what you would possibly quote, unquote, what you said, I don't know if you've seen the old movie Boiler Room. It wasn't to that level to where there was conniveness going on, but there was just a lot of people in cubicles, you know, learning to cold call, learning to do stuff like that. When you had 33 people on the phone, well, let's just do some simple math here. Let's say the average income for them is $500 a week. Some of them making more, some a little bit less. So all of a sudden, you're at $16,500 a week.
To listen to the full-length interview with Brent Phelps with Magna Beerus Oil, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
A wide open prairie out by my grandma's house. And some days I can almost feel the wind blow. Taste that cool, dry, dusty autumn air in my mouth. Where the nighttime lights earth and light on the horizon.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Every time I roll back around.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. Facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
There are days when I feel lost and separated, and every step I take falls on foreign ground. And I feel like going back to North Dakota. Take a job, find a wife, and finally settle down. But right now I'm addicted to emotion and freedom that my selfish solitude provides. And I'd hate to think that I'd become a stranger to the place where I was born, where my heart still resides.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch Coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch Coaching.
Yeah, I mean, this guy gets people laughing. He gets people thinking. He's somebody that challenges and inspires. And what I think is so beautiful about Eric is he's real. I think the number one thing that I look for in speakers when we bring them into our platforms is that they're that person 365 days a year. Eric is not just a speaker on a stage. That's who he is at the grocery store. That's who he is when he's at the mall. But Eric is somebody that lives his values each and every day. And I think we can all respect that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
June 15th, save the date. That's June 15th, the Bakken Barbecue in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's June 15th. Be sure to save the date today, and we'll see you June 15th at the Bakken Barbecue in Dickinson, North Dakota.
Oh, darling, I'm getting a new tattoo.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we talk with Eric Hatch, the owner of Hatch Realty and Hatch Coaching.
Hatch Realty, and the reason I bring up both of those businesses is not to confuse you, but to kind of set the table a little bit, because what Eric Hatch did was he reinvented the real estate industry, and he's been endorsed by a number of national personalities and businessmen and actually entertainers. I'm looking at Rascal Flatts, Sean Hannity, Barbara Corcoran from ABC's Shark Tank. Of course, you've received kudos from Wall Street Journal as well as Inc. magazine. Now, you've done very well in the real estate world. You've reinvented it. And I kind of like what I think Mark J. Lindquist, who's a motivational speaker, who would be deemed somewhat your competition, but he looks at it and he says, no. He goes, Eric's great. He's doing what exactly people should be doing. He's made some wealth and he's figured out, or not some wealth, he's made some knowledge and he's figured out a way to do it. And now he's passing it on to others. What do you make of that? Are you passing on some of this? I'd hate to call it wisdom because you're so young, but yet you've reinvented an industry, so it has to be wisdom.
Well, I think that I'm too dumb to know any better, Jason. I see something that maybe somebody has tried before, or something that just feels natural to how I'm created. And we built our real estate industry. Now we're one of the top 40 teams in the country with what we're doing, and yet we're housed in Fargo, North Dakota. And somebody like Mark J. Lindquist, who is a fantastic speaker and entertainer, world-class with what he does, he and I are brothers from another mother, and we want to rise the tide for one another. And so I would endorse him saying the things that he's learned and what he's sharing are completely changing the folks that he comes in contact with. And I pray that that's my message, is that the folks that I get the privilege of coming in contact with and working with are transformed. And it starts with the inside out. If you want to transform a business, or if you want to transform a working world that you're in, it starts with your own transformation. From there, it's distilling and empowering and impacting those who you hold closest. It's your team to impact that. And yes, your clients benefit from all this, but when a leader gets better, Jason, everything gets better. And I'm convinced that we have this broken idea that we have to gain knowledge from miles and not from local. What I mean by that is it's so easy for somebody to go down to Atlanta, Georgia, or to bring somebody up from Atlanta, Georgia, to then validate them as somebody who is an expert in their field. And yet it's very difficult to be a prophet in your own land. And we're here with this leadership summit to say that we can be prophets in our own land, that Fargo has world-class education and experiences and knowledge to enrich other people's worlds. Now, I can boast and say that we're one of the top small businesses to work for and that our retention rate is nearing 90% with what we're doing. And those are things I'm really proud of. Or we can talk about the success of sales and other things that get people excited, but that just becomes a measuring contest of who's best. The thing I'm most proud of is the happiness that exists in my heart and the people who are in my world. Our organization says that they hate Fridays and they love Mondays, and that when they walk into the lunchroom that there's never that person that they're dreading seeing, and that we play for our brother and our sister next to us. And in fact, if you're listening locally, you know that NDSU has an amazing record of their football team. And if you watch interviews and they say, what is it about this Bison culture that's so special? And they say, I play for my brother next to me. And we think that can happen in the workplace. We think that when you enrich yourself as an individual and you pour into other people, you're going to have more than you ever started with.
Is it time for leaders to reinvent their business plan?
Yes. And I would put a giant exclamation point in front and behind that. Leaders have to be able to inspire, and leaders can't stay stagnant with what was. We're in a time when 50% of home buyers...
To listen to the full-length interview with Eric Hatch, the owner of Hatch Realty and Hatch Coaching, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life.
Every drop of water in the world is ice, sharpened in the sickles like silver knives. The lines keep coming where the lanes divide it. You and the road in the middle of the night. It's
Music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
When you get to me, I'm gonna unfold my arms. So you got a place to land that's soft and warm, yeah.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Fingers, no other choice.
You are the queen of the midnight run. 11 years dark to taste the sun. The AM radio and the dashboard lights. You have a road in the middle of the night. You have a road in the middle of the night.
Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quick. Jack, when I jump over candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guest and interview, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. We'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, please visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and from the staff here at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we're asking you to be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks.
Sign on our front porch saying, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch Coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch Coaching.
One of the best things I can share is I've had an opportunity to sit down with a community leader and Eric, and we were talking, and this community leader said, United Way, what's your connection there? Eric said, as a child, my family would have been a family that would have benefited from United Way programming. And you don't necessarily get to see that down the road because you see someone who's been very successful in business and you see somebody who has helped a lot of other people along the way. But sometimes we don't stop to ask, what's the why? What's your why behind that?
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies. Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? Nothing. You need a raise.